When it comes to transit in Toronto, it seems that one topic can always derail the conversation. Streetcars. Some riders love them, while some drivers, well, they certainly don't. And filmmaker Stephen Lowe set out to find out why. He has a new film, The Trolley, and it rolls into the Cinesphere this summer. He joins us in studio to talk about this film. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Matt.
Now, tell me about why you wanted to essentially make a film solely about streetcars.
Well, I'd always liked streetcars as a kid. I worked for a railway museum when I was young, and was fascinated with them and enthusiast of them, I guess. And when I was living and working in Toronto, a lot of people were fond of saying that the streetcars got in the way.
Hmm.
And I would think that, you know, you should count the number of people on the streetcar, because they'd be like 100 people in a streetcar and one of you in the way. So even intelligent people make that comment. And, you know, I always thought it was kind of undemocratic to have three or four people blocking hundreds. And now with these big streetcars, it's potentially hundreds of people being blocked by a handful of motorists.
Now, you know, you've sort of alluded to this already, but in your opinion, why do you think streetcars are such a contentious topic in this city for transit riders and advocates alike?
Well, I think it's the same all over the world. I think that at some point the automobile took over, and the streetcar lines were all torn up, and so that the people that had cars, they didn't want to compete with anything else. They just wanted more and more roads. And I think the problem with that is that it doesn't work. I mean, it's a dumb machine for an urban environment, and you see that all over the world. I mean, fly over every city, and it's gridlock everywhere. So it's a bad system to have one person in a 5,000-pound SUV jamming the roads. It's a very stupid system. And there are places in the world where it works incredibly well, like all over Europe, France, and they do it so beautifully that you really don't need a car. And I think the sacrifice of what people are doing is the amount of energy necessary to run those different systems. The streetcar is energy, very, very energy efficient, down to maybe a quarter horsepower per person. And compare that with an automobile, and it's, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of times more.
Now, in the film, which I do have to say is visually breathtaking to watch, the cinematography that is used is awesome. I mean, you really dive deep into the history of streetcars, not here just in Toronto, but right across North America and also in Europe, as you mentioned, even in Australia and New Zealand. I mean, what were you surprised about the most when you were doing research about the demise of the streetcar in the 50s and 60s?
Well, I can't say I was surprised about that because I'd lived through it. I guess I was surprised at how effective they can be if you get the cars off the roads. Mm. And there are many cases where if a trolley has a right-of-way, has their own right-of-way, that they're fantastic. And many cities have designated right-of-ways for trolleys.
But I guess, I mean, you really, in this film, explore sort of the benefits of trams, trolleys, and streetcars. I mean, were you surprised with all of the arguments out there that there still was a demise? I mean, I guess that's really what I was getting at.
Yeah, I think that it was short-sighted, for sure.
Hmm.
And a lot of people saw that when freeways were being built, and people in Toronto. I remember the whole debate about the Spadina Expressway and stuff. So there were smart people, but they're kind of overwhelmed by the industrial interests, by the tire companies, by the general public, that everybody wanted a car and everybody wanted a nice open road. It was kind of a dream that didn't come true. And governments benefit from the huge fuel tax that people pay. Purchasing tax, all kinds of taxes they're fine with you sitting in traffic because you're every beat of the cylinder, you're paying them taxes. And they don't really care if you get to work or not, in my opinion.
Now, I do want to touch on the style of this film for a moment. I mean, you clearly make the streetcar the protagonist in this. Even the narrator and the script seem to really personify streetcars, give them emotion. I mean, why did you choose to do that?
Well, I thought that I should tell the story from the trolley's point of view, that if the trolley was a person, that it would have been outraged to have come in and saved the world from manure everywhere and given everyone a chance to have a life and move where they want it, and then suddenly be wiped out and thrown into a junkyard. I kind of told it from the trolley's perspective, I think. You would be outraged if you had rescued humanity, and if you saw what was coming. You know, we have severe problems with CO2 emissions. It is the great elephant in the room, and to ignore the potential for zero emissions, zero fossil combustion. We could save ourselves simply by electrifying and going zero emissions on cities around the world.
I just have to ask you really quick. I mean, this documentary does seem to highlight a lot of the positive aspects. There are some drawbacks to surface rail. Why is there not more of that in the film?
More of the drawbacks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's a compromise. I mean, if I started with the assumption that we wanted to save the world, and saving the world is zero emissions. Now, I just got off a ship in the deep ocean. We were diving in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the ship was full of scientists, and they are terrified with the condition of the oceans and the growing CO2. And against that, it doesn't seem like much of a sacrifice to make to get out of your car and use electric transportation that's driven by windmills and solar. All of these things that we talk about, renewables and stuff, the best use of that is electric rail. I mean, batteries are not a good way to store energy. They're very wasteful. Electric cars are very heavy. The best way is rail. It's just kind of simple physics.
Stephen, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for coming in to talk about your film this afternoon.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it.
Stephen Lowe is the director of a new film, The Trolley. It highlights Toronto's experience as one of the only cities in North America to retain an extensive streetcar network for more than a century. It's playing at the Cinesphere this summer.